Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Boy, oh boy, I had to make sure the mic was on there. It is a Thursday, October the 6th, 2016, 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Scott Spears along with you for the ride today, and it's going to be a very interesting program here for the first 15, 25 minutes. We're going to talk about all the things going on in the world, as we normally do, and have a lot of fun doing, and hopefully have you on the toll-free line here, 740-383-9944. Just give us a call. Then in the bottom of the hour, we are going to talk a little bit about the big wrestling event coming up on October the 29th. So you want to stay tuned for that, as we're going to talk with Big Bully Busick and Bobo Brazil Jr., the heavyweight champion, who are involved in that. But if you're not interested in the wrestling, come back next hour, because between 1:15 and 2 p.m., we are going to have some very special guests that you're not going to want to miss, and we're going to go back to current events talk. So it's kind of a potpourri day here on WWGH Radio, but the phone lines are open immediately, 740-383-9944, because we always want to hear your opinions on anything going on in the world and anything that we've talked about here in the last few days. I tell you, one thing I do want to make mention of: the Chicago Cubs will start their playoff series tomorrow against the San Francisco Giants, so we're all going to highly anticipate that. Now, before we do that, though, I do want to get into a news story from last night. This actually happened a couple days ago, but this person went on a program last night, talked about it, so maybe it's something you out there in the listening audience have interest in. As we all know, President George H.W. Bush has now said that he will vote for Hillary Clinton. Mitt Romney said he is going to find an alternative choice. He will not vote for Donald Trump. And George W. Bush has not said who he's going to vote for, but highly unlikely it'll be Donald Trump. He's certainly not endorsing him. The most, I would say, recognized and prominent Republican president of the 20th century, certainly the later 20th century, was Ronald Reagan. Now, unfortunately, Ronald Reagan passed away of Alzheimer's disease back in June of 2004, and his wife Nancy Reagan actually passed away earlier on this year, back in February of 2016. But their kids do live on, and they have some interesting kids. Nancy and Ronald's kids were Patty Davis and Ron Reagan Jr. Now, both of them are pretty liberal, and that's pretty well known. But from Ronald Reagan's first marriage, he had, with Jane Wyman, the actress, he had Michael Reagan and Maureen Reagan. Now, Maureen Reagan died many years ago in the 90s from skin cancer. But Michael Reagan, who is the conservative branch of the Reagan family, still touts conservative issues and supports conservative candidates, went to Twitter and actually went on television in the last few days and said this, the first time we've heard from him about the current presidential candidate. And here is what Michael Reagan, the son of Ronald Reagan, had to say. Well, this is the story. I'll just read the whole story. Ronald Reagan's son, Michael Reagan, said he is glad that his father is not alive to witness what Donald Trump is doing to American politics. The 71-year-old son of President Ronald Reagan went on a tweet storm Monday, saying that he can't support the Republican Party if it supports Trump, after the candidate suggested Hillary Clinton had cheated on Bill Clinton. No way do I or would my father support this garbage, Reagan tweeted. And he also said this about what Trump said that got Michael Reagan so angered about the whole situation was, he said, Trump said, I don't even think she's loyal to Bill, speaking of Hillary Clinton. And then Michael Reagan said, and I believe Nancy would vote for Hillary Rodham Clinton. So those were the tweets. Michael Reagan said, no way do I or would my father support this garbage, speaking of Donald Trump. And he went on further to say that his stepmother, Nancy Reagan, who passed away earlier on this year, would be voting for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Probably the most iconic figures in the Republican Party, Ronald and Nancy Reagan, no longer with us, representative by their very conservative son who hosts a conservative radio show, Michael Reagan, saying that his father would not support Donald Trump, and his stepmother, former First Lady of the United States, would vote for Hillary Rodham Clinton had she lived through the end of the year. Any thoughts on that? To me, this is a big one, even maybe bigger than George H.W. Bush, who's still living, saying he's going to vote for Hillary Clinton, because the Reagans are kind of seen as the gold standard in the Republican Party. Every Republican candidate always refers back to Ronald Reagan. And I believe one of the debates earlier on this year, or late last year, one of the Republican primary debates was held at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. Reagan won re-election in 1984 by winning 49 states, one of the biggest electoral college landslides in modern history. What do you think? Michael Reagan now says that his father would not support Donald Trump, that he does not support Donald Trump, and that Nancy Reagan, former First Lady, would be voting for Hillary Clinton. And I have to take his word on this. I don't know anybody who would know them better than their son and stepson. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. We would love to hear what you have to say about that. And do want to let everybody know again, and as often as possible, that the Marion, Ohio League of Women Voters Candidates Night will be broadcast live and exclusively on WWGH Radio on Thursday, October the 20th, starting at 7:30 p.m. You can listen live over the air at 107.1 FM or on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app on any device and searching WWGH. Remember, the event will take place, it will emanate from the Marion Senior Center located at 2375 Harding Highway East. The doors will open at 7 p.m. and the radio broadcast will begin at 7:30. So remember, if you want to go live, you can go over to the Senior Center at 7 o'clock. The doors will open and the broadcast live, if you can't make it over there, will be right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM starting at 7:30 on Thursday night, October the 20th. That will feature all the candidates for Marion County Sheriff, two commissioner races, I believe the clerk of courts race, and I think there's one I'm forgetting, but I know it will feature those races. Prosecutor, Marion County prosecutor. So all of those candidates will be there, and the questions will be flying, and it will be very interesting, always a lot of fun, the League of Women Voters Candidates Night. 740-383-9944. Do you have any opinions on what's going on? Interesting story. Sean Hannity with the Fox Network, who's on every night at 10 o'clock on Fox News, has said now that he is sure that Megyn Kelly, who is probably Fox News's biggest rising star, certainly their biggest female star, who's on Fox News every night at 9 o'clock, Sean Hannity said he is sure that Megyn Kelly is voting for Hillary Clinton as well. So I don't know if there is harmony in the Fox family. Now, we've talked this week about why is everybody endorsing Hillary Clinton and does this make any difference? USA Today, 34 years, never endorsed a candidate. They've endorsed Hillary Clinton. The Cincinnati Inquirer, for 100 years, they've endorsed Republicans. This year, they endorse Hillary Clinton. The Whitewater senior prosecutor in the Senate has now endorsed Hillary Clinton. Former President George H.W. Bush, Republican president, has endorsed Hillary Clinton. Not endorsed, but said he's going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Michael Reagan, the son of Ronald Reagan, now says he does not support Trump, says his father would not support Trump, and says former Lady Nancy Reagan would vote for Hillary Clinton. LeBron James here in Ohio says he's voting for Hillary Clinton. Does it mean a whole lot? I don't know. The Reagan thing might, because every ad that's ever run for Republican candidates either mentions or brings up the name Ronald Reagan. So I find it awful fascinating that Michael Reagan would do this. What is his motive? And do you think Ronald Reagan would be in lockstep with this? Do you think Nancy Reagan? Do you believe that? Do you think that's what would happen? I can't challenge him. Those were his, that was his father and stepmother. I think he knew them pretty well. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call and we'll get you up on the air. If nobody's going to call in right now, I tell you what we're going to do. We have an interview we did a few weeks ago with Ed Mierkiewicz. With the Cubs going to the playoffs tomorrow night, I believe it's a night game at Wrigley Field against the San Francisco Giants. Ed Mierkiewicz, we had the chance to interview Ed. Ed is 92 years old, and he is the last surviving player left, period, from the 1945 World Series. The 1945 World Series was the last time the Cubs were in the World Series. They lost that World Series in 1945 to the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers beat them, I believe it was 4-3 in a 7-game series. So he's the last surviving member of either team. He played for the Tigers, and we might get to that interview momentarily. But let's go to the phones now. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
If no one wants to call in.
You can
you're
call
talking
in.
About, you're talking about the Cubs.
Talking about what?
Well, you're talking about the Cubs. Well, how about them Indians?
Yeah, the Indians as well. Nothing would make me happier than to see a Cubs-Indians World Series.
That's my pick.
I would love to see it. The Indians are doing very well.
That would be the best World Series because you've got two teams that hasn't won it for ages, and then that would be the first time. Would you imagine the party either one of them would?
Well, I would rather see the Cubs win. It's been a little longer for them.
Do what now?
I said I would rather see the Cubs win. It's been a little longer for them.
Why? You live in Ohio.
Yes, but these are the Chicago Cubs. They have not won a World Series since 1908. We need to break this 100-year streak.
But we live in Ohio, you know, and it, you know, and I'm a big Indians fan. I had to call in and harass you.
Well, I'll let the Indians go to the World Series, but in the World Series, I'm picking the Cubs. But you'll have to stay tuned. We got some big wrestling guests coming up in about 7 minutes.
All right.
Hey, talk to you later.
Yep.
Again, telephone number if you'd like to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, we will have, from the bottom of this hour, we will be joined by Big Bully Busick, who's participating in the big wrestling event over at the old YMCA on October 29th. And we will also be talking to Bobo Brazil Jr., who is the heavyweight champion, who will also be participating in the big event October 29th at the old YMCA. That's a Saturday night, 7 p.m. If anybody else wants to call in, talk a little bit about politics, call in now, 740-383-9944. We've also got a big guest kicking off the 1 o'clock hour at 1:15. It's a guest who you'll want to hear, has nothing to do with wrestling or anything. And that hour, we also will have political talk, current events talk. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead. Hello, are you there? Hello, caller. Well, apparently they didn't want to talk. Nobody there, so I tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to go back to the last remaining member of the 1945 World Series from either teams. The last time the Cubs were in the World Series, he is Ed Mierkiewicz. Here we go. This is Ed Mierkiewicz, the last surviving member of the 1945 World Series. Ed, tell me about the 1945 World Series.
What do I tell you about? Yeah. And I took Greenberg's place defensively in the last two innings. He got hurt. And I think, the way I understand, I'm the only one alive.
The only one still alive. What was the last game like?
Oh, well, Paul Richards hit a double. Well, it was everything. You know, we won. We could have won, lost, you know. But won, and it was probably the most exciting thing in my whole life, you know, being a world champion, you know.
Did you think it would be the last time the Cubs would be in the World Series for 71 years?
Well, no. Yeah, it was a surprise, you know. Well, we beat St. Louis in the playoff. Greenberg hit a home run. And then we went to the World Series. We played the Cubs 7 games. In the 7 game, we were tied. And I think it was the 7th or 8th inning that Paul Richards, the catcher, hit a double, drove in 2 runs, and we won. That's about all I can tell you. There's a lot of things I can't remember anymore, you know.
Right. How tough were the Cubs?
I don't know. That was the National League, and we were Americans, so we never saw them. They played in their league, you know, for the whole season. The only time we played the Cubs was at the... They had some good ball players, a couple, but, you know, that was during the war year, and it was just as the war ended at the end, you know. But, I still get excited about it, you know. It's been a, you know, how often, I know Paul Richards, but there was a shortstop for the White Sox. He played 21 years Chicago American League, 21 years, and he never got, the best the team got finished was 3rd place in 21 years. He wasn't even close to a World Series.
Do you still like baseball?
Well, there's no game today. Here, the Tigers are off today. So, I have to wait tomorrow to play Minnesota. Yesterday beat Cleveland 9-4, something like that. But I watch the ball game every day when it's on, you know. But the Tigers are off. I don't watch the Cubs because they're in the National League.
Would you like to see the Cubs go to the World Series this year?
Oh, you know, they haven't won a World Series since 1901 or something like that. Everybody's pulling for the Cubs to win, you know, because it's been so long. The other team was Boston. They didn't win for a long time. They finally won. It's now the Cubs' turn.
So you would like to see the Cubs win it this year?
I want the Cubs to win, yeah, real bad. Yeah. I hope they win, and they got a good manager. They got him from Tampa. He's a good manager.
Do you think the Cubs have a good chance this year?
Yeah, I think the only thing I can go by, reading the paper and watch them on TV once in a while, they show the scans of them, you know. But they've got a pretty good team, and they finished where they were today. You know, they finished high, you know.
Why was that World Series of 1945 the greatest moment of your life?
We're playing in Chicago, that's all I can tell you. We finished up, we were staying at Stevens Hotel. We're getting the bus to go back to the hotel to go home. And crap, we couldn't move because of so many people, you know.
Right.
But, when we got back to Detroit, we couldn't get off at the airport. We would take trains in those days. We took the train from Chicago to Detroit. There was 5,000 people at the airport, at the train station, you know, to greet us. We had the banquet at one of the big hotels that I can't even remember where we were.
Is baseball better today, or was it better then?
Well, hey, he grabbed the ball. You throw it, you hit it, and you run. That's all it's doing. It's still the same, but it's better equipment now. They have a lot of more better equipment, and the players nowadays, they take care of better turns, take care of yourself, even physically, mentally, too. Because, you know, there's so much money involved, and you want to last as long as they can. And, you know, but it's still the same game. You run, throw, hit.
Who is the greatest baseball player, in your opinion, of all time that you played with?
Oh, I don't know. Stan Musial, Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams. He's probably number one. And then Stan Musial, number two. Yeah. You know, Nardi. In the old days, he had Cobb and Hornsby, and I mean, you can't hard to compare them because they're decades difference, you know what I mean? Years went through. But it's still a game, same deal, but it's the better, the players play in a better condition, and the equipment is a lot better.
Absolutely. Ed, thank you so much for talking with us today. You stay well.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye, thanks.
Mirkowitz, the last surviving member of the 1945 World Series game, the Cubs or the Tigers. He's the last surviving member, 92 years old now, Ed, and of course a little hard of hearing, but we'll take what we can get. And again, that was Ed Mirkowitz, the last surviving member of the 1945 World Series, the last time the Cubs were in the World Series. They did lose that World Series to the Tigers in 7 games, 4-3. And Ed played for the Tigers. But all the Cubs from that team are gone. All the Tigers are gone except for Ed Mirkowitz. So with the Cubs going into the playoffs tomorrow night at Wrigley Field, we're so glad to have him on. Now we're going to change our focus this hour because there is a big event, Classic Championship Wrestling, coming up on October the 29th at the old YMCA on Church Street here in Marion. It is going to be an event you will not want to miss. Halloween Bash. Holy mackerel. The doors will open at 6 p.m. The matches start at 7 p.m. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased by calling 740-383-9944, or you can get them at the door, or stop in here at the radio station right next to the Crafters Coop in the Marion Center Mall, and we can help you out with that. All kinds of big events going on that night. We have legendary WWE wrestler Doink the Clown on the card, and there is a big heavyweight title match that night. Our champion, Bobo Brazil Jr., will go one-on-one with the number one contender, the Butcher Beast, a guy who's been on a tear here. A little something different this time, though, because since we have seen the Butcher Beast last, he has picked up a manager. And it is a manager I'm sure you know very well, a man who will also be in attendance on October 29th here in Marion, Ohio, at the Halloween Bash at the old YMCA. He is former WWE wrestler and WWE legend, Big Bully Busick. What a bombshell that is. And we're joined via telephone by the Bully himself. Bully, how are you?
Well, Scott Spears, there you go in typical fashion again. You said our champion. Right away, there's a prejudice. Bobo Brazil Jr. Everybody loves Bobo Brazil Jr. I got a little, you know what? The law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe called me. They said, Big Bully, look, there's something that's not right about this Bobo Brazil Jr. He's got this headbutt, but we think that he had a steel plate surgically implanted in his forehead. Now, I want this investigated.
Well, Bully, I tell you something I want investigated. How did you and the Butcher Beast align together for this big event? Where did this come from?
Well, if you would be paying close attention to what I just told you, the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe called me, and they were employed by the Butcher Beast family, because the Butcher Beast family is tired of all this chaos that goes on. And Scott Spears, I think you're behind this chaos. I think you're the one that's behind Bobo Brazil Jr., that promotes him, that pushes him, that encourages him. I want him to go see Dr. Popudnik and have that head examined.
Well, I don't think there's... Bobo Brazil Jr. has been the heavyweight champion here since 2014. He has a completely unblemished record.
You're making my point!
Well, no, I'm just saying he's good. I never was near ringside during those matches. How can you accuse me of having anything to do with it?
Because the way your statements are, champion. What, are you in love with this guy too, like all the other fans? All these fans want to come out and see Bobo Brazil Jr., all because he goes around and he's a big guy, he's a big strong guy, he's been the champion since 2014, but nobody, and I mean nobody, has ever questioned the surgical steel plate implant in his head. And that's the reason that he wins these matches. Whenever he gets in trouble, now you look, you look at the Beast. The Butcher Beast is one of the most vicious, cruel, devastating men to climb in the ring. And every time he comes, you know, Bobo Brazil got to be saying, man, what am I in store for? And then Bobo Brazil gets in trouble when the Butcher Beast comes after him like a crazy person. And what's he do? He resorts to that headbutt.
Well, here's a question I have for you, Bully. No doubt about it. The Butcher Beast, we have watched him in action since 2014 as well. He only has one blemish on his career, and that is a loss to the legendary Nikolai Volkov, and only by countout. And a matter of fact, that decision is in question, because Nikolai might have used an object. 465 pounds, he certainly deserves a shot at the title. But my question is, why does he need you? Why does he need a flunky in the corner that night?
Hold the phone, Charlie Brown. What'd you just call me?
A flunky. You guys are always in people's back pockets, you managers.
Oh, you know what? If anybody's a flunky, take a look in the mirror. Oh, you don't do that because you don't shave. You ain't got enough hair on your face to shave yet. So don't be calling me a flunky, because when I get up there on October 29th and we go over to the YMC building on West Street there, I just might slap the taste right out of your mouth, and you ain't going to be able to announce anything.
Well, I think I'm going to. Now, is this also true? I heard this from the board of directors that you are also going to be joining the announce team. I have to sit with you during this event, you and those nasty cigars that you smoke?
Wait a minute. Those cigars are prescribed Dr. Popudnik. They have 1,000 grams of vitamin C in it, 250 milligrams of vitamin D, and they have a multivitamin mix to smoke. So don't be telling me that the Big Bully Vitamin Fortified cigars are bad for anybody. You'll be doing yourself a favor by sitting there by me if I decide to fire one up. And I don't think I'll fire one up because I don't want you to get the benefit out of it.
Well, you know, here's something I want to know, Bully. You avoided the question. Why does a 465-pound maniac like the Butcher Beast need you in his pocket? You avoided that question. Come on. Don't turn it back on me.
I did not avoid that question. It's very simple. Because what goes on up there, it's about time somebody, somewhere, came and represented this man to make sure none of the shenanigans by the fans, by the board of directors, by yourself, the favoritism towards this Bobo Brazil. Again, who cares how big and strong Bobo Brazil is? Who cares how many fans want to come out and see Bobo Brazil? Who cares if they love Bobo Brazil? I don't love Bobo Brazil, and you can bet that the Beast is coming in there to win that title. And you know what? You want to know what I'm going to do? Because when he wins that title, guess who's going to be one of the biggest contributing factors to him winning that title? Yeah, Big Bully Busick.
What is your cut of the purse that night?
What are you sniffing glue?
Now,
you think I'm going to tell you my business dealings? You have lost your mind.
Well, you know something else? This is kind of interesting because you've been very busy since your arrival here, or soon to arrive. Must have been on the phone with somebody, because we do have another match announced that night. Our newly initiated United States title is going to be decided that night. It's a three-way Texas Tornado match. Now, there's a man, to me, he's the odds-on favorite. 565-pound Uncle Hogg will face Dick the Bruiser Jr., a newcomer to Classic Championship Wrestling, and Ox Baker Jr., who has been here in the past. We haven't seen him for a while, but he will return that night. That is the three-way Texas Tornado trifecta that will be in the ring that night. Uncle Hogg, Dick the Bruiser Jr., Ox Baker Jr., the winner will walk out the first ever United States title holder. But now, what is this I hear? Can you confirm or deny that you've also got your hands in the back pocket of Ox Baker Jr.?
Well, let's put it this way. First of all, any man that can raise a decent mustache like Ox Baker Jr. and his former Ox Baker, you know, I loved Ox Baker Sr. He was the man. Got a lot of tips from that man. Now you got Ox Baker Jr. who's coming down, and he's going to set the record straight. You got Dick the Bruiser Jr. coming in. Got to pay some dues, Dick the Bruiser Jr. And then you got Hogg, Uncle Hogg. This guy ain't missed a meal lately. Believe me when I tell you. All the restaurants in the Tri-State area will love when he comes to the shows, because he eats everything in his pathway. So you know what? It's going to be a good match. I'll give you that much. But you watch what my man Ox Baker pulls out of the hat, or maybe out of the mustache, when he gets in the ring in that match.
Here is something I want to go over, because I think this is very important. You managers, you all have a propensity when your man is in trouble, because you're protecting your investment, to jump up in that ring, try to distract referees, try to pull your shenanigans. Can you confirm to me right now, because you'll be at ringside in both of those matches, that you will not interfere?
Okay, what you're asking me is something, you know what? I live life one day at a time. Now, you want to project to October 29th and say that I would I be doing the right thing if either one of my clients were intruded upon, were not being treated fairly, if they were jumped from behind? Or what if indeed Bobo Brazil Jr. has this steel plate in his head and decides to use it? I'll tell you what. I won't interfere if you'll guarantee me, and the board of directors will guarantee me, that Bobo Brazil will not use that headbutt against the Beast.
Well, no, the headbutt is his signature maneuver. Why would we ban that maneuver?
Because he's got a steel plate surgically implanted in his head.
Where did you get this information? Have you had him examined?
I want an MRI, a KCG, and a DBI done at the local hospital there, and I want Dr. Poputnik standing right by to read the results.
You know, I'm no PhD, but it seems like before this big match, and this is going to be a big match, heavyweight title on the line is always a big match, coming up on October the 29th here in Marion, Ohio, Old YMCA, only $10 a ticket. You can't beat that. Can't even go to the movies for that anymore. That you're already making excuses for the loss of your Beast.
Making excuses? The man's going to win hands down. But you got to remember, you're going to have two big, strong guys going into the ring. All Big Bully Busick wants to see is a good match. All the fans want to see is a good match. What the fans don't want to see is Bobo Brazil cheating. And don't start telling me about how much the fans love Bobo Brazil and he doesn't cheat. I'm telling you, the man's got a steel plate surgically implanted in his forehead, and when he hits you with that headbutt, it is cheating.
I tell you what, I hope you have the internet wherever you are, Bully, because Bobo's going to join us here in about 3 minutes via telephone, and I'm going to pose this to him, and I hope you listen very closely, because I don't think he's going to take too kindly to you, and maybe that famous cocoa butt, well, I don't know, maybe will end up in your direction.
Well, see if he'll succumb to these tests. See if he will have the MRI. See if he'll have the X-ray. See if he'll have the KGB test done. See if he'll allow Dr. Poputnik to come in and read these results.
And
if he does indeed have that steel plate in his head, I want him banned. I want him to drop the title immediately. I don't even want him in the ring.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
Unless he agrees not to use the headbutt.
Well, let's talk about this. We want to get one other thing in here. That night also is the big deadly drawing battle royal. Now, this is fascinating because we're going to have a plethora of men in this, and we'll start with two. Every 2 minutes, a new man will join the fray. The only way to be eliminated, over the top rope. Now, Bobo Brazil Jr. and the Butcher Beast are both entered in this match. Now, this makes it very interesting because if Butcher, let's say in your dreams that the Butcher takes the title off Bobo, he's in this match. Now, if he would win the match, then he would not have to have a number one contender. But if Bobo would win the match, that would set up an immediate rematch. Is it wise of you to put both your men, because I know Ox Baker Jr.'s in there as well, in the deadly drawing battle royal on the same night with a 565-pound Uncle Hog, who once again has to be the odds-on favorite, certainly, to win the U.S. title? And next to that, I mean, come on, who's going to throw him over the top rope?
Why is it, Scott Spears, that your broadcasting, your personal beliefs, your professional beliefs all lean towards certain wrestlers? It's because you got your hands in the mix. You got your hands involved with the board of directors. And you set these matches up, and that's exactly the reason that I'm coming up there October 29th to the YMCA building on West Street to make sure that you Do not. And I'll be there right when the doors open at 6 o'clock, and I'm going to make sure that you don't interfere with any of these matches, be it the heavyweight championship match, be it the U.S. title match, or be it this battle royal that's going to happen. Your days of interfering with things, Scott Spears, is over.
And I have to spend the night sitting next to you. It's going to take me weeks to get my sports coat dry cleaned after this event.
You got that right, because you'll be sweating it off. And if you say one word that's even wrong, I'll hit you so hard a flock of pigeons will come out of your... Well, I ain't allowed to say where it's going to come out of, because it's still early in the afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. Big Bully Busick will be here live in Marion, Ohio. You have seen him in many wrestling organizations over the years. He is as tough as they come. I'll give him that. And he'll be here in Marion, Ohio, Halloween Bash, October the 29th, emanating from the old YMCA on Church Street. You're not going to want to miss this. $10 a pop. And don't forget, also in that Battle Royal and... wrestling that night will be Doink the Clown. I hope he has a few tricks for you, Bully.
The Doink. You know, I wrestled Doink the Clown on several different occasions, so I got his number, and I got his little bag of tricks, too. He better not come up with anything, or he'll be missing a red nose.
Bobo Brazil Jr. coming up momentarily. I hope you listen to this. Thank you, Bully.
Take care.
Big Bully Busick on his way here, and we are supposed to receive a phone call momentarily from the heavyweight champion Bobo Brazil Jr., who will be in action that night against the Butcher Beast with Big Bully Busick in his corner. What a match this is going to be coming up on Saturday, October the 29th. At the old YMCA up on Church Street, $10 a ticket. You can get them here at the WWGH Studios in the Marion Center Mall next to the Crafters Coop, or get them at the door that night, or give us a call, 740-383-9944. That is another way to get your tickets. This is fascinating. And we are going to go back to the phones, because this event is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. Just like Halloween, it's Halloween Bash, October 29th. And that night, the main event, without question, is the man who has held the CCW Heavyweight Championship since 2014. He won that in April of 2014, a more than 2.5-year reign. It could all come to an end on... well, just two nights before Halloween, when he faces another man who has never been pinned and has never submitted in Classic Championship Wrestling since his entrance in 2014, the Butcher Beast. Bobo Brazil Jr., are you there?
I'm here, Scott. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing very well. It was so glad to have you back in Marion on October the 29th. But boy, it's... Halloween is the right time to have this match. You going one-on-one with the Butcher Beast.
Yes, you know, I don't see how the Butcher Beast is able to show his face again the way I beat him the last time there.
Well, you know, I tend to agree with that, Bobo, but the facts are the facts. And the last time you two were in the same arena together, the Butcher Beast eliminated you in last year's Deadly Drawing Battle Royal about this time of year to become the number one contender. And he's been waiting 11 months for this title shot.
Well, yes, he did. I give credit where it's due. He did eliminate me. But I got one question. Is he ready?
Well, normally I would say no, because he's nuts. But have you heard the news that he has gotten a manager? His manager in the past was, God rest his soul, the late Ox Baker, but I think Ox is doing things from the far beyond, because in the Butcher Beast corner that night is a man who just joined us via telephone, WWE legend Big Bully Busick.
Big Bully Busick. I remember him, but you know, Big Bully Busick heard about my father, read a little bit about me, but he don't know me. So somebody better give him a dime or a quarter so he can call somebody, because when I come there, I'm coming there with my professor hat on and with my robe, and I'm doing a lot of teaching. So if he get in the way, he'll know all about this big chop that he got coming.
Well, I've got to bring this up, because momentarily... just moments ago, I guess I should say, rather, Big Bully Busick was on the phone representing the Butcher Beast, because, as you know, Butcher Beast cannot really speak English. I've never been able to interpret what he says.
Right.
But Bully Busick has said he has a doctor. Dr. Popotnik, I believe, was the man's name. And he says he has information that you have a steel plate implanted in your head. And that is why you've been able to hold on to this title for more than 2.5 years. And he says he wants you to get an MRI. He wants you inspected. And he does not want you to use the headbutt, the cocoa butt, made famous by your father, in that match. What do you say to that accusation by Big Bully Busick?
I'll do what Big Bully Busick said. But one thing that he can't take an MRI, and one thing that he can't stop, my ability in the ring. And everybody knows that I got the biggest hand that it is when I lay that chop across that chest that the Butcher Beast can't take.
So you are saying you are willing to suspend the cocoa butt that night in your match with the Butcher Beast?
I am willing to suspend it because I always come prepared with my eyes dotted and my T's crossed because I always have a backup plan. See, that's one thing that Big Bully understands, that Big Busick understands, is that my father always had a backup plan and he handed down to the next generation.
Well, let me ask you this, Bobo. Bully Busick is no joke. This is a tough-as-nails guy, no question about it. Stays in the finest shape in the world, and his name says that he's a bully. Do you really think he's going to stay on the floor? I don't believe that for a second. He hasn't even arrived in town, and he's already trying to get doctors and lawyers and MRIs and moves banned. This guy is just trouble. What if he should get involved in this match?
Well, you know what that spelled to me, Scott?
What's that?
That he's a coward.
He's a coward.
He's a wolf up under sheep clothing to me.
He threatened to slap the taste out of my mouth, and I've got to do commentary with that jerk.
But you know what? They all intimidate you. I'm not scared of no man that put his pants on the same way that I do.
But you've got two guys, Bobo. This is trouble, because that Butcher Beast is no joke. He's only lost one match in his entire career, and it was by countout. He's never been pinned. He's never been made to give up, and that was to WWE legend Nikolai Volkoff. And as much as I like Nikolai, you and I both know he did have a foreign object to knock the Beast out of the ring. He disintegrated the 565-pound Uncle Hogg, who went 2 years undefeated, and he beat him. Hogg couldn't even lay a hand on him. He beat him with his own horseshoe. Now you got him and that goof, Big Bully Busick. How could you possibly hold on to the title?
Well, Scott, you're forgetting something. Do you remember when I brought the two giants here to Seth Rollins?
I do remember that.
You remember when he brought the 2 7-footers in? The odds was with Sabu. Sabu turned on me in the middle, and I still walked out victorious.
I remember that, and Bobo, a 2.5-year title reign is unheard of these days, but holy Moses, I just, this Bully Busick, he's a smarmy guy.
He's a smarmy guy, but he only been in the Federation. He hasn't been an independent wrestler because independence is a lot different from WWE. WWE have rules, we don't have rules.
So you're saying to me that... But how, you only have two eyes. How can you keep one eye on that Butcher? And the Butcher, as I say again, the Butcher, he's been barred in, I believe it's up to 37 states for brutality. And now you got the Big Bully Goof in his corner.
Yeah, I got Big Bully Goof in his corner. And that's going to be the fun part. I don't have to watch it, but he's got to watch it. Because the man, like you say, is dangerous. He's not going his way. He's allowed to turn on the Beast.
Well, you know, he might. He's not a trustworthy gentleman. But I do want to say this. I do want to say this, because we're coming up on a break here for 15 minutes, a news break. The event is Halloween Bash 2016, Saturday, October 29th, the old YMCA here in Marion. Whole lot of matches going down. I hope that, Bobo, I hope wherever you are, you catch us on the internet. Bully, I know he's listening. He's a coward. And I know he's listening. He doesn't want to miss this. We are going to break for about 15 minutes. We're going to come back next hour. We do have a guest for the first 15 minutes, but about 1:30, I want you to listen, because I don't know if that goof's going to call back in. You don't know. You give him a phone, he's dangerous. And if he does, I want you to hear everything he has to say for this big event on October the 29th. So, Bobo, I hope you get to that.
I will tune back in.
All right.
I'm going to leave one thing with Big Bill Abuse. I understand that you said he was a bully. I'm a bully breaker.
Bully breaker. We're going to go to break. That's October 29th. Get your tickets at the door or here at WWGH in the mall next to the Crafter Scoop. Only $10 a pop. Bobo, thank you so much. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
The biggest obstacle she will face is because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Who get older.